All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so as promised, every day we're just going to take a segment with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday and have a little fun. Not in the boring, we'll break down a position group each day. No. I want to have some fun with it. So yesterday was the halftime stuff. Let's see what Roberto's got in his grab bag besides airplane bottles of vodka. Roberto?
Do you have a camera in here?
Right, exactly. Let's delight.
All right,
what do
David,
we have?
Give me a little bit of that music we had yesterday. I'm really liking that. Oh, yeah, baby.
This is like Football Follies when Rico was a kid, 1948 on CBS.
All right, we got
a look at Slinging Sammy Ball over the middle. The All galloping right. ghost. Rico sitting down to listen to Little Orphan Annie.
Ah.
All right, let's.
Nothing like a Sunday night in front of the radio.
Today, I have for you the guide to throwing the ultimate Super Bowl party. And you might be asking yourself, why are we doing this on Tuesday? It's not even until Sunday.
Because you need planning.
Right. There are too many key factors to account for to wait until the last minute to commit.
That's
if you're
right.
going to do this, you do it right.
You know what?
Why are you so...
I agree with Roberto.
Breathe, Roberto. Take a breath.
He's excited. That vodka's kicking in. All right. Let's...
I think that was an invitation. He wants to come to somebody's party.
He's on his uppers right now. Leave him alone.
Uppers.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. One of the first things you have to do to have the ultimate Super Bowl party is obviously there are TV requirements. Okay.
Yes.
You cannot have a screen that's, you have to have a screen that's at least 45 inches. And if you don't, you shouldn't be inviting more than three people to your house.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Televisions have never been better, specifically those bought at Paulson's Audio Video. The point is,
shameless blood.
That was amazing. The point is, there's no excuse, and it's like if you can't cook, you shouldn't be hosting Thanksgiving. If you don't have a great TV setup, you are not in charge of hosting the Super Bowl party.
And sound.
Very important. It's also audio month at Paulson's. Carry on.
Yeah, well, let's give another one for them. You know, and if you could do multiple rooms with TVs, even better.
Disagree, because then people go unsupervised and terrible things can happen in your home.
Well, in saying that, there are also
multiple rooms, I guess.
I always like that.
See, I can see maybe two, one for the serious watchers,
basement,
and one for the people who just want to sit there and
the social room.
Tell you about their life and their kids and their latest vacation.
Can you believe Karen's getting a divorce? I don't care. It's the third quarter.
Who's Karen? Who are you, by the way?
Next.
Well, there's also space requirements, you know, and maybe please have a roaming area, it says, and watching area to accommodate all your guests.
Now, listen, this is something I agree with. You have to have, people have got to understand there is going to be an area that's for watching the game. So, and no one cares about your conversations or, hey, you're not going to walk past the TV on a critical third and six. There have to be lines drawn. Here's the other thing I would say. You need an adults-only policy. No kids at a Super Bowl party. Because you know what kids do? Nothing. They're useless.
Oh, you're about to tick off some people. Well, my kid is well-behaved.
No,
I don't agree with that.
Okay, David, you don't get a choice. You have three on planet Earth right now and a fourth in the oven
no,
you haven't told anybody about.
I would never bring the third child. He's two. I would never do that.
Yeah, respectable.
But my 12 and my 9-year-old who watch football every
respectable.
Week,
see, respectable.
They know the game.
And they know how to go to the bathroom on their
Correct.
Own.
Correct.
Respectable.
But the 2-year-old's not. I agree with that.
Thank you. Also, there should be no children on airplanes, but I digress. Let's move forward.
Well, I think even more of an important thing you could screw up than bringing your kids. It says you're throwing this party and you're in control of how many people you invite.
Correct.
Make sure you have enough food to feed your guests.
Yeah, see, okay, this, you can't run out of food.
If you're out of food in the first quarter, you either didn't plan properly or you're cheap.
You
don't
have somebody like Kenny throw a party? It would be, I remember years ago, this is like 12 years ago, this company had a luncheon and they ordered like two pizzas for 30 people. It was like Milton in Office Space, pass the cake. People do it. If I had Kenny host Super Bowl party, that's what would happen. There'd be no food for anybody. Everyone would get one singular wing.
Now, it also says,
Kenny, you know that's true. You don't share.
Well, I just think he doesn't plan accordingly.
I also wouldn't let you in my one-bedroom apartment with the cat, so.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The cat would be the first thing to go.
Definitely.
I signed that completely. Get rid of the
damn thing.
Be a damn
shame. The door just happened to be open.
So why is the cat still there?
The lady's still there.
Well, we can solve that problem,
too. So we now see in the pecking order, you're three.
Oh, yeah.
It's not close. It's a big gap between two and three.
He's four. She's got a goldfish.
Thought you were going to say something else, but let's just stick with goldfish.
No.
Is that what these kids are calling it?
He plays the role of a Christian, Kenny, but you see what he does? Roberto, more Super Bowl party tips, please.
Now, what about messy food? If you serve something that's going to be a pain to get out of your carpet or rug, it will just ruin the experience.
I think it's why regular wings are a pain in the ass for a party, because people are pigs. It's why you probably have to go boneless so they can use a fork.
Right.
What's the difference?
Oh, God.
Your hands. Okay.
Because, you know, guy, not Kenny specifically, but somebody like Kenny, hey, it's great to see you. It's all over the couch.
What about you? You like making the gravy.
Buffalo
that
wing.
That comes in a bowl. I mean, it comes in, and it's not, I'm not from Philadelphia. It's not gravy. It's sauce.
I thought you called it gravy.
I do not. Oh. How dare you?
We call it gravy.
I thought, like, when I was over there, you were like, I'm making the gravy.
No, I did that. That's you saying. You have this infatuation with the word gravy.
We call it gravy.
I don't even like gravy.
Wow.
Sorry. Next.
I thought it was okay.
Now, here's another thing for the food-related stuff is always get heavy-duty paper plates.
Yes.
Steer clear of those cheap ones that require you to use two or three reinforcements. You're still using the same amount.
Total agreement.
Why does he get so excited?
Because these are the things he cares about.
I'm passionate about them.
And it matters. You buy a cheap plate and some half-drunk idiot... The plate loses structural integrity, and you're the one who's got to call the cleaners to fix your couch.
Nah, I mean, I totally agree on that.
You got to have appropriate paperware and plasticware.
If you go cheap, you'll end up paying for it in the end.
And also, you know, maybe you can get some of those, like, foil tins. You don't want to be doing a bunch of dishes and washing plates and all that stuff. Throw it all out when you're done.
No, I mean, Rico knows this. If you throw a party, and I've done it, I will literally set up garbage can stations. You have no excuse to leave stuff around my home. Do you see the garbage can? It can fit three bodies in it. Yeah. That's where everything goes.
He has 95 50-gallon drums.
Right. Literally.
But I like that. I've been to parties where you don't know where the trash is.
That's
and you're
right.
Searching, and you hold on to your plate forever.
Mike's party looks like Dahmer's apartment.
Stop. I shouldn't laugh, but that's unbelievable. Massive trash bins with acid. I burn my garbage. Rico doesn't want to participate. Next.
All right, Kenny's not going to like this one, and I don't know if I agree with this either. Don't stock any alcohol stronger than beer and wine coolers for those that like the fruity-tasting drinks. Mixed drinks are for mingling in a dim-lit room in slacks and a nice shirt.
Wrong, wrong, wrong all the way wrong.
I think that's wrong, too.
That is absolute alcohol abuse.
I think it's on you to invite people who know how to control themselves versus, oh, hey, look, Dale's over and he's 16 vodkas deep and his balls are out again.
Well,
that's on you for inviting Dale.
Hide the good stuff.
Yeah. Now, that's correct. Etiquette would suggest if you have to reach up for a bottle, those are not for you. The bottles at eye level are for you. If you got to get up on a chair or have opened a door to go get it, you're in the no-no zone.
Don't worry. I will bring the Admiral, okay? That's the high-grade stuff, you know?
The dusty bottle of Admiral.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, speaking of who do you want to invite, this says you do want a diverse crowd, but you don't want guys and girls brawling in your humble abode. If you know there is one person or even a group that always seems to find themselves in an altercation at every get-together, don't invite them.
See, that's kid stuff to me.
I was about to say,
That's
old
like
are
your
you?
First Super Bowl party and you're 22 out of college.
Right.
Who the hell gets into a fight at a Super Bowl party at age, you know, 42?
The worst thing that would happen is like a couple would get into a fight.
Oh, I've seen
but
that.
But that's about it.
I've never seen that.
But the couple?
Oh, boy, David.
Yeah.
David.
Whoa.
David. It gets awkward.
We used to do a bunch of MSU stuff back when we had a football team worth watching. Let me tell you, we saw some amazing couples retreats going on.
Oh, my.
Boy. I'm ready to leave.
Somebody, I mean, we talked about full Houdini mode. I've seen full abandonment. I've seen separate Ubers.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Did I do that?
No.
You know, she'll come back. She's going to come back to get me. It's been a couple hours. No, she's on her way back.
As you get older, though, that's where you just draw the line and you go, you know what? They don't know how to play nice.
Uh-uh. You just don't invite them at all.
That's right.
All right, here's another good one. Your Super Bowl party should not be standing room only.
Agree.
The more people sit down, the less likely someone is to fall or spill something.
I also am just too old for parties where there's nowhere to sit and relax. And it's like, I don't even know enough people to go to a standing room thing that I want to talk to. When it's standing room only, you have to talk to everybody.
See, that's the thing. If I like doing the parties, it's small.
That's right. You want to sit. You want to be intimate with your guests.
I want to be able to enjoy the game without just, hey, and you are who? And then you got to tell who you are and give the whole story. Wait, it's 3rd and 10.
That's the thing, too, is you don't want to be in a situation you're trying to watch the game and you're now in break the ice mode.
Right, now you got to hear about their kid who flunked out of college and his fourth rehab stint. You're like, look, it's 2nd and 8. I don't care.
They're going for it on 4th down. I want to watch.
Mistakes were made.
Right. I hope he enjoys passages. Right. Oh, my God. Is that a replay?
Is that a fumble?
Well, there you have it. There's your guide to the ultimate
Fantastic.
Super Bowl party.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.